Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Boston Baroque. I'm Alan McClellan. The story George Frideric Handel tells in Jephthah is not what we might call enlightened these days. A valiant warrior goes off to battle and inadvertently ends up setting his daughter up to be sacrificed afterwards. Then, astonishingly, she acquiesces to the sacrifice. But for all the misogyny embedded in this story, it leaves the various characters in a position to confront aspects of life we all have to navigate, from our own sacrifices, however unreasonable they seem, to loyalty and even love. And that's where Handel's score provides such an irreplaceable human context. But in Act 3, the resolution to the story is anything but human. Jephthah, his wife Storge, and the community prepare for the sacrifice of Iphis, even as they appeal to God for guidance. But just as Iphis is being dragged off to her death, an angel appears and forbids the sacrifice to proceed. Iphis must dedicate herself to a life of chastity and the service of God. Jephthah thanks God for sparing Iphis's life. Iphis and Hamor say farewell to each other, and the people rejoice and praise God for their victory. Again, if you'd like to follow along with the text of this story, you'll find a complete libretto at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. This performance features Nicholas Pahn as Jephthah, soprano Ava Pine as Iphis, his daughter, mezzo-soprano Anne McMahon-Quintero as Jephthah's wife Storge, countertenor Randall Scotting as Hamer, who's in love with Iphis, bass baritone Deshaun Burton as Zebel, Jephthah's brother, and soprano Sonia Tenglot as the angel. Here again is Martin Perlman, coming on stage at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall to lead the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque in Act 3 of Handel's Jephthah from WCRB. Peace.
transport I fiss, I behold thy safety, but must forevermore so dear a loss. Dear though great Jephthah were to our me, still with the name of son.
A chorus of thanks brings Handel's Jephthah to a close in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Martin Perlman led the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque, and the soloists included tenor Nicholas Pahn as Jephthah, soprano Ava Pine as Iphis, his daughter, mezzo-soprano Anne McMahon Quintero as Jephthah's wife, Storge, countertenors Randall Scotting as Hamer, who's in love with Iphis, bass baritone Dashaun Burton as Zebel, Jephthah's brother, and soprano Sonia Tengblatt as the angel. There are still two more programs in the 2019-2020 season of Boston Baroque. On March 27th and 29th, Christina Day Martinson is the soloist in Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, and Martin Perlman conducts the same composer's thrilling setting of The Gloria. And on April 24th and 25th, Boston Baroque returns to Handel, this time in the form of Aria Dante, with mezzo-soprano Paula Murrahy in the title role, as well as sopranos Leila Clare and Sonia Tengblatt, mezzo-soprano Anne McMahon Quintero, tenors Rufus Mueller and Jonas Budris, and bass baritone Matthew Brook. For more information about those performances, visit classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, where you can also hear this program of Handel's Jephthah on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Thank you to Martin Perlman and the musicians of Boston Baroque, along with Executive Director Jennifer Hughes, for making this broadcast possible. This broadcast of Boston Baroque was produced by Brian McCreath and Kendall Todd, and the audio producer is Antonio Oleart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan.